those around you, you judge your spouse, look, you just, I'm sorry, I'm better than you, or you just don't get this right, and I don't know why. But that judgmental heart is a hardened heart. Now, this is twice that detached is here. The word should be betrayed, so don't put detached, put the betrayed heart. This is the person that trusted, that believed in somebody else, that bet on them, and they were betrayed. They found out ultimately that they couldn't trust the person. And the betrayed heart comes into marriage, and they really just can't trust that their husband or wife loves them. They can't accept it. They say, I do, honey, I do, I love you. And deep down, you're thinking, no, no, you'll turn on me the way everybody else did. You know, I can't buy that. The immoral heart, this is the person that turns to maybe sexual sin or pornography or whatever to cover the pain in their heart. I'll talk a little bit more about pornography this afternoon. And please understand there's a distinction between an explanation and an excuse. There's no excuse for pornography, but there's an explanation for it. At least it helps you understand its pull for so many men. And it's this, that pornography is a false sense of intimacy, and it's an anesthetic, and it tends to cover the pain in someone's life and in their heart that they can't deal with, and it covers it over. It's a temporary emotional anesthetic, but of course it's destructive to everybody that's involved, and it ultimately ruins you. If I had more time, I'd tell you one of the sadder stories from my last church, and a man that gave up a 30-year marriage and two beautiful daughters and ended up in jail and a whole bunch of other stuff, and it all went back to pornography. The immoral heart, it's a hardened heart, but there is healing for it, friends. The materialistic heart, where people have decided that what they own or what they achieve or what they buy or what is theirs will meet their needs, that will deal with the pain in their heart, and they become really caught up in what is temporary values. And finally, the hypocritical heart, where someone is just saying something but living a completely different way. Maybe you were grown, you know, in that kind of home where there was hypocrisy. You know, I know one person who said the worst fights his parents ever had were always on the way home from church. Well, ouch. What does that do for your view of God, right? All right. Let's talk about a few other difficult aspects of this. In a marriage, what often happens is we step on each other's pain. Meaning, one spouse comes with a rejected heart, one comes with a bitter heart, one comes with maybe an immoral heart, another with an abandoned heart. And between the two of you, you end up stepping on that pain in that person's heart, and they step on your pain, and it just escalates between the two of you. John McGeer believes if we came from a troubled home, this isn't in every case, but let's say we came from a troubled situation, 90% of us will marry our most difficult parent. From his experience, 90% will go out and marry someone that reminds them of the most difficult parent they grew up with. And guess what? That just sets up that whole cycle once again. So what is an accepted heart? An accepting heart. It's one that is softened by a release from sin. That there is no unhardening of the heart. There's no cleaning out of the arteries. There's no bypass that can be achieved successfully unless we come to God and we ask for His forgiveness. Unless we really experience the forgiveness of God. And many times, yes, we're saved or we're a believer. We've had our guilt canceled. But we may never have confessed the bitterness we've held all these years towards someone. We may never have really confessed and forsaken the rebelliousness that we've lived out and that we continue to live out. And so we'll talk more this afternoon in the last session about this release from sin. But only God can soften a heart. The Old Testament says, I will give you a heart of flesh to replace a heart of stone. What a wonderful promise. And its second is when Jesus heals our emotional pain, and you as their spouse will be part of that healing. Jesus is able to heal. He's a friend of the broken heart. He will, a bruised reed, you know, he is not going to break. A smoldering wick, he's not going to snuff out. He's not talking about grass or candles. He's talking about the human heart. He's a friend of the brokenhearted. And he has a way to bring healing into our lives if you'll let him. And we'll talk about what that is. What is an intimate marriage? And I think it's something that every one of us got married hoping that we'd experience, and maybe we're still hoping we can get there. It's where barriers come down and hearts are open to give and receive love. And it's possible. John McGeer, my friend, said he sees it all the time. People can be married 20, 30, 40 years, 35 years, 25 years. They've never really known intimacy. But when those barriers come down, and when hearts are softened to give and to receive love, a whole new quality of marriage is possible. A brand new, incredible, fresh start to your marriage can start. Well, I'm within 5 minutes of our goal, Pastor. Do you want to come and pray for lunch and give us instructions? We ask you please to be back at 12:50. Okay, we'll give you 45 minutes for lunch in the fellowship hall. But to stay on our schedule, if you could be back here exactly at 10 minutes to.